I don't know if you can hear the rain hitting the skylight.
No.
No, okay.
But yeah, we really didn't get much of anything.
No, I mean, it was over us for 3 days.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
It just blew by us.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. I survived Debbie. Debbie did not do Orlando, so that was good.
Debbie did South Carolina pretty hard.
Unfortunately, she visited you.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't, so it wasn't too windy. Like, we didn't get a lot of wind out of any of it.
Oh, well, that's good, because that's usually the worst part of it.
Yeah, we did get a shitload of rain, though, because it sat over us for 3 days. I think, I want to say Somerville got close to 28 inches of rain over 3 days. Like, it was a lot.
Wow.
There was 2 feet of water in downtown, although Charleston floods on a normal summer day, so it wasn't too surprising that, like it had been washed out, but, like, I don't know if they were expecting that much, because then you have to deal with high tide and all the other bullshit that goes on downtown. So, we didn't really have any damage except for a tree from the back neighbor fell over our fence on the first day.
Right.
And I looked out the back window to see this, like, giant tree trunk hanging over the fence. And I was like, that's sitting on the fence. So that's not good. So I...
Is that the new fence?
No, fortunately not. It's the fence that I didn't replace.
Okay.
So
well,
I went...
That's convenient.
Well, yeah. And I went out there with a hand pruning saw, because it was pouring rain. And
yeah.
Because I didn't want the pressure of the tree sitting on the fence, because I didn't know what the next 2 days were going to be like. So I was like, well, fuck, I need to go get that off. And... while the yard doesn't flood, it does get swampy. And I was standing at the back fence in, like, ankle-deep water, trying to cut the tree off of the fence one-handed, because I was trying to hang on to not, like, sink into the mud while I was cutting. So I'm sure it looked really weird to somebody, like, who could see me. So I finally got it off, and I was able to push the rest of the tree trunk off of the fence, to which it, like, a loud crash happened, because, like, it came down on the other side, and I could see the neighbor who was behind us, like, looking, and I was just like, I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and I walked away, and I haven't seen him since. So, but, like, I'm not, like, It took me about 4 hours yesterday in order to cut up and, like, get rid of all of the wood. So it was
it was
a pretty big piece of tree. It could have done a lot more damage than it did. So
yeah,
consider.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, but it's raining again, so I'm sure the backyard will be just as moist as the last couple of days.
Moist.
You know, I have a 17-year-old dog that doesn't like it when it rains, like, so, like, trying to take him out and having him, like, do anything was, like, a challenge. And when the backyard was swampy, it just, like, he'd step down and be like, nope, be like, but you have to go. Like, we don't have a choice here, you've just got to go. And just standing out there for, like, 15 minutes at a time in, like, pouring rain, just so that he could go to the bathroom. It was great.
God, isn't he like 119 in human years?
Something like that, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And he's mostly blind and he's deaf, and, like, he's probably suffering more than he should, but like certain people won't let me do anything about it. So what am I going to do? So that was my Debbie experience.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
It was fun. But you guys didn't get anything from it?
No.
No?
Okay. I didn't have anything blow over in the yard. I didn't have anything flutter.
Nice.
And actually, the few days before, the lawn guys accidentally broke the post on one of my gates, so it can't close.
Okay.
So I actually braced it in the closed position, and it stayed pretty well. Nice. I was kind of surprised. So, yeah, not even enough wind to blow that over.
Nice. Now, are they fixing it for you?
Eventually. You know, the usual. The usual.
Nice.
We'll see what happens. It'll probably take a year.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well. Don't want the expense of moving, so I gotta put up with it. But yeah, other than that, not much going on down here in steamy Florida.
That's not true. They just announced a whole bunch of stuff for down there at D23 over the past couple of days.
Well, yeah, but not that I've been involved in.
Well, no. But Disney had their big annual thing and announced a ton of shit, both in the theme parks and like for the company in general.
Mm-hmm.
New rides in, I think, every park. Every park's getting something, including Disneyland and overseas.
Mm-hmm.
They're somehow going to shoehorn like two new lands in the places that don't really have anywhere to build. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, Disney has a lot of land.
Right.
It's just a game of Tetris, because by law they have to keep a certain amount of
like undeveloped.
What's it called?
Undeveloped areas.
Yeah,
right?
Undeveloped natural area. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can figure out where they shuffle stuff around and see if it ends up close to where the park is supposed to be. And
right.
You know, we'll see. Yeah, lots of cool announcements. Have you seen all the trailers that were released?
I saw some of them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get down to where the trailers are. I saw, so they released a bunch of trailers only for the people in that were attending the show.
For theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get to see bootlegs of most of them.
Okay.
I saw the bootleg of the Mandalorian and Grogu trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Which was interesting because they had just basically started shooting that, and the amount of footage that they actually had was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And I guess we're going back to like Grogu gets kidnapped and Mandalorian's got to go find him or something.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
Amazingly, we're not going to see this for another 2 years, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I did see the Snow White trailer, which was interesting, that they basically replaced all of the regular people with animated dwarfs.
And very close to the animated, well, I mean, it is an animated movie. There are some live action actors, but it's a completely fucking animated movie. So
it's like the CGI version of Lion King.
Yes. Or Mufasa, coming to theaters soon.
Or Mufasa, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I had read somewhere on the interwebs that somebody had suggested that, you know, instead of Disney doing all these live-action remakes, they should just remake all of the classics with the Muppets.
See, that would be awesome.
I think that would be a way to revitalize the Muppets and make them relatable and sell merchandise.
Yep. But do we really want Miss Piggy as every princess?
I would cast Gonzo as Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
Just the scene where the prince walks in to wake her up with his kiss and sees that lying in the bed.
There you go.
I think that would be hilarious. No, I think Miss Piggy could play the Wicked Queen. Yeah. I think, I think it has potential. They've released comic book versions of it in the past.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not like there's no precedent for it.
Right.
I think that'd be awesome.
It was interesting to see like how far they did go with the Snow White stuff, because we had talked about it, I guess it was a couple of years ago, like when it kind of disappeared off of the schedule. Mm-hmm. That we thought that, they're probably just going to end up putting it right on Disney Plus, and like they'll just kind of write it off and they won't do anything with it. And it looks like they just turned around and like, all right, let's CGI everybody else out and put in the dwarfs on top of them.
Yeah.
And we'll just make it like a faithful recreation of the actual movie, which is probably should have been done in the first place. Because the amount of work they probably had to do to get it to where it is now probably is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever studio they got to do it, I hope that they took Disney for a lot of money, because if they were...
Do you want us to fix this?
Yeah, if Disney was like, we need to do this over, but we're not going to pay you any more money, I hope they were like, well, fuck you. Because this is now three times the amount of work.
You don't think they just sent it to Bangladesh and there are like 7-year-olds who are animating it?
Possibly. I mean, who knows?
In between making t-shirts and stuffed dolls?
Yeah, you know. They're a one-stop shop.
That's right.
And I will tell you, I did not recognize Gal Gadot as...
I did not either. I had to look it up.
The princess. Or the evil queen.
The Wicked Queen, yeah.
I was like, really? That's her? Okay.
But this is like the third live-action version of Snow White in the past 10 years.
Because
we had Julia Roberts, well, the Huntsman movies, yeah. And then we had the one that was kind of like in between that with Julia Roberts as the queen. And I want to say Lily Allen played Snow White in that one.
Was that the one where they had the dwarves, but they were like regular guys that they shrunk down?
I don't remember.
Or was that the Huntsman one?
I don't remember either one.
No, it was Snow White and the Huntsman. They took Toby Jones and like Nick Frost and a couple other regular guys. And they shrunk them down and put their heads on little people, which was really weird.
They did that with the TV show Once Upon a Time too.
Okay.
Where they played with the scale of the actors who played the dwarves. Interesting. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that movie is received and whether it does any business.
Right. Well, if you're interested, there is another live action Snow White coming out this year called Snow White and the Seven Samurai.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Left for dead by her rich and powerful stepmother, Snow White is taken in by a team of assassins, the Seven Samurai, who train her in the ways of fighting. That might actually be worth it. I mean, it's got Eric Roberts in it, so I don't know how big budget
it is.
Well,
that's $7.
One for each dwarf. Or assassin, in this case.
Yes. And wasn't there supposed to be another Snow White movie or TV show?
Oh.
I don't. I want to say she played a lawyer or was going to play a lawyer. I don't know. The dementia is soaking in. So
there's also another movie on IMDb for 2024 called Snow White and the Evil Queen. That's supposed to come out this year, but it doesn't look like there's a whole lot going on with it other than like Snow White is cast, which is Brett Cooper.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know. She was in the TV series Heathers and Parental Guidance. I don't know. There's a lot of Snow White stuff in development that I guess we'll never see mainstream stuff, but it's weird.
Well, it is nice to see that the Grimm brothers are getting credit as the writers for that one.
So they also gave
they filmed something.
Yeah, but there's only one person in the cast list, so I don't know.
Maybe she's playing all the characters.
Maybe. So they also released a trailer for Star Wars: The Skeleton Crew TV show.
You mean Explorers?
I'm interested in your take on this because I don't necessarily think that this TV show is for you and me.
I am feeling that a lot lately. It's like, when did I age out of going to movies?
Yeah, I mean, it's very little kids. Like when they first announced this, I thought they were like young teenagers.
No, they're like children.
They're like actual kids. They're little small children that find this ship, and all of a sudden they're lost in the galaxy.
Almost like they're lost in space.
Yeah, kind of. But like,
yeah,
looking at it, like it starts out in like a neighborhood, like like a space neighborhood, and like there's all kinds of different aliens that are living in this neighborhood together, and there's streets and houses, and I guess they're going to school and stuff, and then all of a sudden they find this thing in the woods, and I was like, what the fuck is this? What are we watching? So I honestly don't know whether or not like this is something that I may watch. I mean, I may watch the first one.
You're not going to tune in for Jude Law? No?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Disney was like, hey, remember that Rebellion? Was it Rebellion? No, the Resistance TV show. Where it was for like little kids. Where they were like, let's do something live action for the little kids. And so they came up with Skeleton Crew.
Apparently Jaleel White is playing a pirate in this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and so it takes place after Return of the Jedi. It takes place within the Mandalorian timeline. And the pirate from season 3 of Mandalorian that like doesn't go down with the rest of the pirates on Navarro is in this as like one of the main bad guys.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess they're trying to tie it in with synergy and stuff, but
they're trying to sell merchandise,
I guess. I also watched the bootleg of the Andor season 2.
Yeah.
Video that they showed where it turns that they tell you that Ben Mendelsohn and Alan Tudyk are back and.
Right.
There's not enough of the Andor stuff coming out for my liking. I mean, they really should be pushing that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because the WDWmagazine.com thing that I'm reading all the stuff off of says, if you're a fan of the Disney series Andor, we've got great news. A second season has been greenlit. Well, no, that was greenlit originally. Like, it was right. always meant to
Before
be two seasons.
The first one finished.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Also watched the bootleg of the Daredevil Returns trailer, which I thought was really good.
I like his closet of masks.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you've got one for every occasion. I want to be red today. I want to be yellow. I want to be black. Well, what am I feeling?
You know, well, so they've introduced so many different versions of him that it just makes right. sense that they'd be like, oh, yeah, he's got them all. Don't worry about it. He just picks one and goes.
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's definitely a lot of new shit coming, so.
Yeah. I was really scratching my head at the Toy Story 5 video that they showed.
You mean the movie nobody wants to see because they didn't go see Toy Story 4?
Well, just the fact that, like, here's three of the characters and they don't say anything. They just show right. up and they wink at the camera. And it's, why? Why would you think that that'd be somebody? Just put up a graphic that says Toy Story 5 is in development. Like, it doesn't, I don't know. A third Incredibles film is coming? Like, really?
I would look forward to that. I like the style of The Incredibles. I want to see more of that.
Yeah.
So I can deal with that. But I mean, and apparently the new Toy Story 5 is going to be about toys versus tablets.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, that's totally topical.
Yeah. And I mean, I was one of those people that watched 4. They're not all together at the end of that. Like, it's Woody's tale of, like, trying to go find his own way after being owned by a kid for all that time.
Right.
So I'm not really sure where they're just, hey, all of a sudden they're back together and Bonnie is now hooked up to a tablet and she doesn't want to play with the toys anymore. It's like, you guys can let it go.
Yeah.
You don't have to do another Toy Story movie. I guess we're getting a new movie from The Rock called Monster Jam.
Oh, yay.
That's got like monster trucks. Instead of cars.
You mean live action or animated?
Oh, I think it's animated.
Oh. Yeah, because planes was such a good idea. But, you know, whatever. You got money.
Yeah. Frozen 3.
Yeah.
Freaky
Moana,
Friday sequel.
Live action Moana 2.
Yeah.
It's like,
A live action of Lilo and Stitch where Stitch looks very, very CGI.
And he looks like a cat.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't call it live action.
Nope.
If your main character is animated, it is not a live action movie. The nope. live action Jungle Book was not a live action movie.
Nope.
It was 99% on a screen.
I mean, and who knows if this shit's ever going to, like, really... I know they said it's all coming, but, like, shit changes all the time. I remember...
Right.
Favreau being on board for a movie that took place in the Magic Kingdom where, like, at night, it was like a Night at the Museum type thing where, like, all the attractions came to life. And like,
was it Kingdom Keepers?
I don't know if it was Kingdom Keepers. I just remember the idea, and they announced it, I think, at one of the D23s. It was after he did Jungle Book. Where they were like, oh, he's going to do this thing about the Magic Kingdom and it's going to be great. It's going to be like live action where all this stuff comes to life. And it's like, oh, okay. And that never materialized.
And well, then, in 2016, he said it's still being developed.
I think he's a little too busy now.
I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no news about that since 2016.
Yeah,
so
see?
I don't think we're going to see it.
See? So when they were like, hey, we're thinking about doing this movie, I'm like, all right, well, when it comes out, I'll believe it. So, yeah.
Yeah, not going to happen. They showed some footage of the Marvel Zombies Disney Plus series.
Oh, really?
Which looks exactly like the animation of the What If series.
Okay.
Or maybe it's supposed to be part of that.
I mean, they did a Zombies episode of What If.
They did. And I think that's in response to this.
Okay.
Apparently, it's supposed to hit Disney Plus sometime this year.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's been a busy couple of weeks for Marvel.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. And Robert Downey Jr. is back yet again. He's going to reprise Tony Stark for one of the attractions that they announced.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, I guess they finally backed the money truck up, huh?
I guess so.
Because apparently he turned down a cameo in Deadpool and Wolverine.
It probably wasn't enough money for him.
Yeah, but I mean, if they could get some of the other people back that they got, I mean, they could have gotten him. Just shows that he's not a team player. He's in it for the money.
Well, duh.
But he made enough money off of the Avengers stuff to, you know, he could play in the sandbox a little bit. Come on.
But he blew it all on Dr. Doolittle. Poor guy.
Oh, was that like self-financed? He'd be like, we're going to
do it. No, I don't know. His wife directed it or produced it. This is great. Look at how much Eddie Murphy made on Dr. Doolittle. We'll just make him white again.
And we'll have you pull something out of a dragon's ass. So what did you think of the Mufasa trailer?
I could care less. I could freaking care less.
Yeah, that's how I felt too.
Did you see they did a Lion King in concert thing at the Hollywood Bowl this summer?
No, I didn't.
And the kid who played young Simba was one of the asshole Kardashians kid.
Oh, I saw a video of that because he's really bad in it, right?
Yeah, he's horrible.
Yeah.
He's got as much talent as his dad.
Hey, some people say he's a genius. He's
no,
a
he's
Nazi
a
genius,
genius.
But, you know.
Yeah. I am looking forward to the third Tron.
Are you?
I think so. Because this takes place where the people of Tron are interacting with the real world.
Yeah, they come out into the real world, which I don't know how I feel about that, because the other Trons, the whole thing was about being on the grid.
Right.
And so now it's like, oh, they can cross over, which was a plot point in the second movie. The whole idea was Clue was trying to get his army out into the real world so that he could make the perfect society or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if it's a Jared Leto thing. I don't know if it's... Every time I see Jared Leto in something, with the exception of him as the Joker, because he did kind of a weird voice for the Joker, it all sounds the same to me. Like, he sounds like the dude that he played in Blade Runner. In that trailer.
Okay.
And it's just like, can you try a little bit instead of just being in the red outfit? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to have to reserve judgment until I see it, like, more. But I do think it's, I don't know. I like Tron. I want more Tron, but they're going to really have to explain how, like, Sam Flynn isn't in this.
Yeah.
Korra's not in this. Like, they're going to have to be like, you know, it's the same problem that I'm going to have with Beetlejuice is like, there are things that have been established that you're just going to ignore in this. And I don't know.
What do you think about Nine Inch Nails doing the soundtrack?
That doesn't bother me. I think Nine Inch Nails has a nice industrial sound. So like, you know, it fits into the groove of Tron. I don't think they're ever going to top Daft Punk, though. I think that was just kismet.
Yeah, I think they're looking to go to make this totally different than the last movie was.
Yeah.
And it's not the first Disney movie that Trent Reznor's been part of.
No?
I mean, Trent Reznor did a song for the movie Treasure Planet.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And he also wrote some of the music for the movie Soul.
Did he?
Yeah. He wrote the score for the sequences that took place in, I don't know, whatever that other dimension is with the squiggle people.
Oh, okay.
Where Tina Fey comes from.
Okay. I only saw Soul once, so I'm trying to remember it.
That was enough. Actually, it's for a specific audience. I found it very entertaining.
Yeah.
I did not like the abstract parts of it. I liked the real world parts of it.
Okay.
Where Joe's trying to find his way and, you know, he switches bodies with the cast and
right.
I liked that part of the story. I didn't like the whole metaphysical BS.
Okay.
Or maybe I just have an aversion to Tina Fey these days.
No, not a big Tina Fey fan?
I don't know. I'm just over her. I really liked 30 Rock.
Yeah.
And I really liked her on SNL. I mean, her Sarah Palin was great.
Yeah.
They should have brought her back to be Carrie Lake.
Yeah, that would have worked.
Yeah. We got a production number from Agatha All Along. That was kind of weird.
That whole trailer was weird.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to it because it's part of Marvel that was trying to compete with like the horror comics of that time period. So
right.
It's kind of it's very different from the superhero genre. I mean, it's very dark. It's very evil. I think my favorite line in the trailer was where she's talking about it's okay, you know, we need to get back on the road. Last one there is a nice person.
Right. I mean, it's just kind of weird that like I liked Parks and Rec, but I think that Aubrey Plaza plays kind of the same character in everything.
Oh, definitely.
And so this is very much like her just doing her thing, and I don't know how well that's going to play. But I mean, I like the idea of a Marvel Halloween series happening at Halloween. It's going to get everybody into the spirit, and I think that's great. I hope that they can tell a good story though. That it doesn't become Secret Invasion.
I'm still torn about Kitty Foreman being one of the witches.
But she's not in the trailer a whole lot, so she's probably one of the first ones to go.
Maybe she gets killed off. Yeah. She's contractually obligated.
But it is a weird idea that like she was trapped in that town with Agatha. And she's a witch too? Like, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they have their work cut out for them.
Definitely. Definitely.
So, besides D23, did you watch anything fun this week? Did you finish Lost in Space?
I finished Lost in Space.
All the seasons?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I liked seeing Dr. Smith in jail.
Uh-huh.
Did they replace Will between seasons 2 and 3?
No, he just grew.
Or did he have a huge growth spurt?
So seasons 2 and 3 happened a couple of years apart. It wasn't it wasn't a thing where like they were constantly in production and then they just released them. I want to say that it was a couple of years between the second and third one.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I liked they finally get to Alpha Centauri. I liked that they were trying to, or they had to more or less defeat the one bad robot.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole battle sequence where, like, the robots were fighting each other, I thought was kind of cool. But I felt like the CGI in the last season was kind of weak. Especially, like, when there were, like, groups of robots in the scene.
Yeah, So what, looking at the thing, what happened was the pandemic happens after season 2. And so production got pushed back and season 3 doesn't come out until 2021. So there's 2.5 years between production. So that's why Will looks different.
Okay.
And I think that made the CGI suffer too. Cause there's 10 episodes for season 1 and 2 and only 8 for season 3. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a really good retelling of the story. And adding mystery in with like the robots and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it was handled much better than the one movie.
Oh God, yeah.
I think it needed multiple episodes to tell that story well.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, the fact that aside from Parker Posey, it wasn't a really huge, well-known cast.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that kind of helped it a little bit. But I really liked it. Now I kind of want to do like a time jump 10 years in the future and see where they are.
Yeah, that might happen if it wasn't fucking Netflix.
Yeah. But also talking about Netflix, yeah. I've got 2 more episodes to go for the final season of Umbrella Academy.
I started to watch that. I'm only 1 or 2 in at this point.
Okay. I love Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
When they put them together, they are just bizarre. They have a whole dance number later in the series.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they did that in the second season. Like, the second season opens with, like, a huge dance number, so that's not surprising.
Oh, no. This is just Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wait for it.
Okay, fair enough.
I really like it. I hear it's not getting good reviews, but so far it's, you can tell they only had fewer episodes. They've only got 6 episodes to wrap this up.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like they're really concentrating on getting it wrapped up.
Yeah, I think they sat down and was like, we need, like, they're, Netflix has given us 1 more season, so how do we wrap everything? From what I understand, without, like, I didn't read any spoilers, but I hear that, like, they don't stick the landing. So I don't know what that means as far as, like, where they leave everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that they were able to go out on their own terms, that it just didn't end. Because Netflix is fucking famous for that.
I guess the runners offered 8 episodes and Netflix counted with 6, and then they were kind of like, yeah, all right, we'll do 6.
Okay.
But I mean, it's really well done so far. There's, you know, 2 more episodes. It could all go to shit. Their song choices are also very fun this season.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I watched.
There's.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. You were about to say something.
Carry on. No. Carry on.
I was going to say I
what
watched.
What did you watch?
I watched a couple of things on Netflix too. For some reason, I went down this weird rabbit hole of documentaries, and I watched the Sylvester Stallone documentary.
Oh. Really?
Yes. And it's basically it's only an hour. And it basically tells his life story of like, it's weird because it's set on a backdrop of him moving out of his house, and so there's all these shots of like, in his office he has all of these busts of his heads of different characters that he's played, with like each Rambo version of him with the knife and like. He's got the Rocky things and he's got big Rocky statues, and like you'd look at his house and be like, this dude's an egomaniac. But the story he tells, he like goes through his desk and he finds these tapes of interviews that he did back when he had just made Rocky, and like not a lot of people know that he made movies in between Rocky and Rocky II that weren't received very well. And it kind of looks like at his ego being hit after Rocky and then coming out and being like this, being the star of the 80s along with Schwarzenegger, and how they played off of each other. And it's really interesting to see his drive, like, because the other one that I watched too was the Arnold one, but I'll get to that in a minute. Sly talks about like he had an abusive father, and like him and his brother hid when his father would come home because they didn't want to get hit and shit like that, and how that translated to a drive of wanting to succeed. And there's even a section in it where, as a kid, Stallone was, his father bought into horses or something, and so Stallone started to play polo. And as Stallone gets older and becomes successful, he starts to get back into polo, and he says to his dad, come on, let's play a game. We're going to get the top polo people in the world to play with us. You'll be on one team, I'll be on the other. It'll be a fun competition, blah, blah, blah. And during the competition, his father knocks him off the horse. And like he said, I sold everything after that. It's the last time I ever played polo. And like he was like, I don't understand. And it's like you see the angst in like this dude that was just like, I just wanted to share this moment with my father, and my father didn't know how to handle it. So it was really interesting. Like, it was way more interesting than I thought it would be for, you know, being Stallone. And then I watched the Arnold one. The Arnold one is 3 parts.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's him as an athlete, him as a actor, and him as a politician.
Okay.
And another unbelievable story of like somebody with drive from a young age, where like I looked at it and I'm like, what the fuck did I do with my life? Like, the fact that this dude, like, at the age of 12 or 13 saw a bodybuilder in a movie and was like, that's what I need to do, and like idolized this guy and said, I'm going to become Mr. Universe, and I'm going to become, you know, all the stuff that he became. He set his sights on something, worked towards it. He got done with the Mr. Universe stuff and he said, I want to be an actor. And like they go through the whole thing of like, he didn't know how to talk, he didn't know how to act, and they show like early stuff. He was in a TV show with Lucille Ball, as a, like a massage person. And he walks in and his lines are fucking terrible. And it's just like watching this trajectory of like, this is, I can't get to where I'm going now with what I'm doing, so I have to like do this now. And watching that, it's just like, wow, that's the drive that like is amazing to me. That, you know, I consider myself successful because, you know, I don't have to work two jobs. I'm not hurting for money and blah, blah, blah. But like, that is drive. Like, that is a drive that I will never know.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's an interesting watch for sure. Whether or not you like Schwarzenegger or not, it's interesting to see both of those guys' perspectives. And Schwarzenegger's father was kind of the same way. He fought for the Nazis in World War II.
But he was Austrian.
Yeah, but he fought. Austria was conquered by Germany for World War II. Right?
Yeah.
So he comes back and he becomes like a cop or whatever, the Austrian version of a police officer. And
did he say I'll be back?
No, but you know, he has like PTSD from the war, and like he doesn't know how to connect with his sons, and then like Arnold's brother dies at a young age, and like it's a mess. And it's just like, maybe because I didn't have parents that I feared, maybe that's why I don't have that kind of drive. But like,
I don't know.
It's very interesting to watch, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch anything else?
I watched the finale, the season finale of Mayors of Kingstown, but you don't watch that, so.
Oh. No, I don't watch that.
Yeah.
Wait, is that
Jeremy
Renner.
Which
one is that? That's the Jeremy Renner one. Okay. Yeah. And then what's the Schwarzenegger one? Tulsa Kings?
That's Stallone.
That's Stallone's. Okay. Yeah. Getting my over-the-hill action stars confused.
FUBAR is the Schwarzenegger one.
Mm, okay. Now I got it.
Yeah. Did you watch anything else?
No.
Okay.
I feel like I did, but I don't think I did. Yeah. I've been rewatching the Tim Allen show. It's called Man About the House.
Last Man Standing.
Something about men and Last Man Standing. That's it.
But why?
I like that show as much as I hate his politics. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I like all the little throwaway comments that happen. Like, I remember it, like the daughter is like looking for a movie to watch, and she's going through a stack of videos on the desk, and she's like, Toy Story 4? That's not even out yet. But yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I like it.
Okay. Fair enough.
And you can't take that away from me.
No, I can't. And I would never try. I just...
Okay.
The ones that I watched always seem to be like... seem to be political and or religious. And I just... I don't know.
Huh?
Isn't like the Duck Dynasty idiots in that show at some point?
Oh yeah. Well, because he owns a Bass Pro Shop kind of business.
Yeah. It's not my crowd.
Yeah, whatever. Bill Ingvall's in it. He plays a priest.
See?
Jay Leno's in it. Plays a mechanic.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't want to watch religious crap. That ain't for me.
No?
I'm a heathen.
You don't want to... Well, you don't want to watch it to have, you know, a better understanding of why you dislike it so much?
No. I know why I dislike it so much.
No? Oh, okay. Well, you're not going to do well in the New World Order, Christopher.
I won't be in this country if New World Order happens.
Hmm.
There has been an interesting swing, though. So recently in the 3D printing world, up until a couple of weeks ago, there's a lot of 3D printing stuff for Trump. After his
noticed that
after his assassination attempt, there were all kinds of 3D prints being put up.
Don't even call it that.
Well. Whatever that was. So it has been interesting to see there are a lot more Harris for President prints now online.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like momentum's kind of shifting a little bit. So, you know, maybe there won't be a new world order.
I don't. You know what you should do?
What?
Okay. You should buy a bunch of vintage Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Yeah.
And 3D print Trump and Harris heads and put them on it.
There you go.
You make fortune.
I probably would, wouldn't I? Can you still buy Rock'em Sock'em robots? I think you can.
Sure, somewhere.
Yeah, $21 at Walmart.
See, there you go.
And they
$21, 3D print a couple of heads, sell them for $150.
Conveniently, cha-ching. they are colored red and blue.
Uh huh.
Huh. Okay. I might have to look for heads.
See, there you go.
Let me see real quick. Let's. Sock'em, sock'em. Let's see. Oh, I don't even have to do that. I can just print. They have Rock'em Sock'em finger boxing. I can just put the.
Oh, there you go.
I can just put the little heads on those.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea, John. Look at you. I'll have to cut you in.
See? All right. 10% creator's fee.
I'll do that.
So I make $15 out of each one you sell. You gotta sell a lot of them, though, for me.
Well, I will do my best.
Okay. I mean, my retirement really depends on it, so...
Okay.
Get to cracking.
There's no fucking pressure there. Jesus.
No. No, and I'm about 6 months from retirement, so, you know.
Fuck, you're old.
Yeah, I know. You know, I am so old that when we were talking about Skeleton Crew.
Yeah.
I was thinking, it's like, you know what? I want to do a Star Wars movie in the vein of Cocoon. About the retirement of Rex.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
It's just a bunch of old guys sitting around, drinking on the porch, around the campfire, swapping stories. There's no action in it because they're all so old.
Isn't there some story about, like, when they shot Cocoon, like, you and I are older than most of the people were? At
yes.
that time, like, there's some crazy story of, like, they were only in their 50s when they made that movie. But,
well,
like,
and there's this meme going around about how actors back in, like, the 80s that we remember were the age we are now, but they look so much older.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Wilford Brimley was 50.
Yeah. So he was my age when he was in Cocoon.
That's
crazy, man.
That's right.
I mean, I've always disassociated, like, even now, like, I'll watch stuff that I know that people, like, I'm way older than when people were in it. Like I watch Ghostbusters. Because I saw that when I was a kid, they always seemed older to me. But I've blown way by those ages. And every time I watch Ghostbusters, I still think of them as, like, the older guys.
Well, they are.
Well, they are now, but, like, looking at them on screen, you know,
okay.
for the original Ghostbusters, it's still like, but, like, in the movie, they're supposed to be like 22 or 23. Like, they're not
supposed
to be very old. No.
Because, I thought they were all in their 40s.
No.
Bill Murray was in his 20s.
How
he's old? Had a tough life.
Well, Bill Murray was 33 when they shot it.
Okay.
But I want to say that the characters were in their mid to late 20s.
Huh. Okay.
Because they weren't too far out of college, and they had worked, you know, they had worked for the university, and then they got kicked out, which is why, like, Ray doesn't know what to do. And so I'm pretty sure, like, they were supposed to be in their late 20s.
Okay.
But when you look at them, it's always like, oh, those guys are way older than that.
Well, it's probably all the drugs.
Probably.
See, kids, don't do drugs. You'll look like Bill Murray today.
Well, if I had Bill Murray's money, you know.
You should stalk him since you live in the same town. And then, like, you know, do like a Trading Places thing with him.
Oh, there you go.
Where he gets your fabulous life and you get his fabulous life. And, you know.
And then he'd be beating down my door, being like, I want it all back.
You don't think he'd be just so happy to have a normal, ordinary life?
No. Not this life. That's funny.
Yeah.
Ooh, the rain is picking up.
Not here.
Another rainy day.
Although it is getting cloudy. Oh.
Lovely Charleston. Is it raining now?
Oh, it is. It is raining here. Not hard. Just a sprinkle. Little spritz.
Oh. Cool it off to a balmy 98.
Yeah.
Ah, good times. All right, you got anything else for this week? Did you watch anything else?
No, but there's something I'm going to watch this coming week.
Okay, what are you watching?
I'm going to watch the original Red Dawn.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because I remember really liking that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's when the paratroopers descend at the school and the teacher goes outside to talk to them and they just gun them down, or,
yeah,
you know, other happy moments like that. But apparently it was the most violent. It was called the most violent movie ever made. And it was the first PG-13.
Oh, that's right. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of killing in that movie.
There is, but they're not, they're Russians. It's okay. You know, it's like Indiana Jones killing Nazis. It's like, well, that's okay. Sure, you can take your infant to that. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've watched the original Red Dawn in quite some time. But I remember people arguing whether or not it was pro or anti-war.
Oh.
And I always felt it was anti-war because you were seeing people pushed to their limits and having to do things that no teenager should have to do.
What? Like pee in a radiator?
Well, pee in a radiator, kill people, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's, they turn on, well, they don't turn on them. Like the one guy swallows the bug, so that they could find him in the woods because he just wanted it to be over, and they wind up killing him anyway.
Yeah.
Like there's all this horrible stuff that happened in that movie that like, I saw the remake with Chris Hemsworth and that wasn't nearly as good.
Yeah.
But I remember being scared as a kid at Red Dawn of, like, could that actually happen?
Well, it could.
Well, yeah.
It may. Who knows what's going to happen in January?
I'll be interested to hear your take on a movie that's, what, 40 years old?
40 years old? 84? Summer 84? Of
84? Wow.
Yeah.
Lots of things turned 40 this year. The original Ghostbusters is 40.
Yeah.
Red Dawn.
Do you know what movie forced the Academy to adopt a PG-13 rating?
Was it Temple of Doom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean,
when Mola Ram pulls out the guy's heart.
I remember being freaked out as a kid over that.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of that movie to be freaked out about. Well,
yeah, eating the bugs and then the bug tunnel and then getting his heart ripped out.
And the yeah.
Oh.
The whole dinner scene is, ugh. No, thank you.
Chilled monkey brains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it a giant eel full of baby eels or something that they cut open, or is it a big snake?
Well, I think it was a snake, and then in the movie they filled it with eels instead of snakes so that they could get them to slither the way that they wanted them to.
Oh, yeah.
When
that
they
was
cut
just
it
disgusting.
Open. Yeah, I mean, and not being a fan of bugs growing up, like the scene where she reaches into the thing.
Yeah.
And like she's going through the goo and like shit's crawling down her back. Like that's just, oh God. That's gross. We should pick like an 80s movie like once a month to watch and then review through like, you know, the mirror of nostalgia. See how we still feel about them.
Yeah, Red Dawn had like an A-list cast for the day. Swayze, C. Thomas Howell, Leah Thompson, Charlie Sheen, Jennifer Grey before the nose job. I had forgotten that.
I mean, it was almost like a pre-Brat Pack.
Yeah. Some would argue the birth of the Brat Pack.
I thought Outsiders was the birth of the Brat Pack.
Well, that was official.
Oh.
I guess. Also starring C. Thomas Howell.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And Patrick Swayze.
Matt Dillon and Ralph Macchio and Rob Lowe and Emilio Estevez and Tom Cruise.
Yep.
And Leif Garrett.
Yep. So my kid read Outsiders last year in eighth grade, and she wanted to watch the movie, and it's real hard to find. Like, you basically have to buy it through some service because it's not streaming anywhere. And so we were watching something, and Rob Lowe was in it, and I said, "Oh, there's Soda Pop." And she looks at me and she goes, "That dude played Soda Pop?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she was like, "I don't know if I want to watch the movie now." I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Yeah, they all aged, but like, you know."
So what happens? You're going to get old too.
Yeah.
And I was lucky.
Like, because she's seen Mighty Ducks. And I was like, Emilio Estevez was 2-bit. And she was like, really? And I was like, you need to look up a cast photo because I don't know what to tell you.
And Nicolas Cage and Flea and Melanie Griffith were all uncredited in that movie.
In
Outsiders.
Flea was in The Outsiders?
Yep.
As what?
He was a Soch.
Get out.
So were the other two.
Oh, I guess I'm going to have to... Am I going to have to watch The Outsiders again?
You are. You could watch it with your daughter.
I could.
And then you could take her to New York to see the musical.
There's a musical for The Outsiders?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you have to watch the original version of The Outsiders. Because Francis Ford Coppola redid it. Well, no, he didn't remake it. He re-edited the film. There's like there's like an ultimate version of it where some of the stuff, like some of the deleted scenes are put back in. But he's added a bunch of music on top that doesn't go with what's going on. So I don't know whether or not he just did, he couldn't pull the rights to the original music or whatever. But when I watched that version, I was like, yeah, that's an inferior version to the original one.
Okay.
But yeah. So where's Red Dawn playing? Is it streaming somewhere? Is Red Dawn streaming somewhere?
No. It was on regular TV. It was on some channel this past week.
Oh, and you recorded it?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So that way I can speed through commercials.
I'll have to see if I can get a hold of it and watch it, and then we can talk about it next week.
Try your local library.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Or BitTorrent, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Well, yep.
All right, well... If you want to get in touch with if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and YouTube and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
It's John.
Have a good week.
You know what you are? A tomato.